Several years ago, I bought a used car on Craigslist. I'd been driving a pretty old car for a while that I loved. Unfortunately, though, it broke down, and the repairs would cost more than the car was worth. So I decided to get a new car. I went on Craigslist because I feel like the best deals are there. I didn't need anything brand new, but was looking for something a lot newer than my old car, something that would be a little more reliable. I remember when I first started looking, I saw a newer listing that seemed almost too good to be true. I looked it over, and there wasn't a ton of information in the post, but it said that the car ran well and the miles were relatively low, so I contacted the owner immediately. I knew that the car would probably sell fast, and the listing had just been made about 30 minutes prior. The seller got back to me quickly, saying that I could see the car that same day if I wanted, and I agreed. Then I went out and met them in the back of a Target parking lot. I looked at the car, which appeared just like the ad. The seller was a guy who said his name was Jim. He was about average height, had dark brown hair, and was wearing sunglasses and a hat. I went for a short test drive with him down the nearby highway. The car seemed to run fine, and the miles checked out to what the ad said. I didn't really know why the price was so low, but I couldn't find anything wrong with the car, so I bought it from him right then and there. It was crazy that I bought a car so fast. That was literally the first day that I was looking for one. So after I had got the car, I drove it back to my house. I lived alone in an average-sized house. The next day, I decided to go out and clean my new car. With it being used, I figured that it would be a good idea to do a deep cleaning and vacuum it. I first cleaned out the back area and then was doing the front. When I was cleaning the front passenger side seat, I was vacuuming it and something weird happened. The seat sort of moved. I was getting like the crevice and the bottom part, the part that you actually sit on, moved and I felt around and pulled on it. Then the entire seat lifted up, revealing a secret compartment, and in there was a bunch of cash. I couldn't believe my eyes. I really didn't know what was going on. I took the money and then went inside my house. There was a bunch of $20 bills as well as some 50s and 100s. I counted it all out and it added up to a little over 10,000. I called my friend and he came over to see it. We talked about what to do and ultimately decided to give it back to the previous owner of the car. We didn't know if he even knew about the money, or maybe it belonged to whoever owned the car before him. I would think that if somebody knew they left over $10,000 cash in a car, they would remember to take it out before selling it. That same night, I went out to my car and examined it closer. Unbelievably, I found four more secret compartments beneath the other seats, and one in the center console. It was like the whole car was customized. However, none of the other compartments had any money in them, and they were all empty. Still, it didn't feel right to keep this money. I was just sitting there debating between calling the police and calling the previous owner, and ultimately, I decided to tell the owner. But it was nighttime, so I was going to wait until the next day. But that same night, something weird happened. I was in my bedroom at probably 11 o'clock. I wasn't trying to sleep yet, but I would be going to sleep very soon. That's when I heard a noise coming from outside. I couldn't tell what it was, but it seemed like someone was on my property. So I left the bedroom and headed out to the living room that had a window to the front. I carefully looked outside and saw that there were two guys standing in my driveway. I couldn't tell a good description of them because it was really dark out there. I just saw that they were walking around my new car that I had just bought. It looked like they were trying to open one of the doors. Then I watched one of the men suddenly smash the front passenger side window. I realized then that it was probably the guy who had sold the car to me. Who the other guy was, I didn't know. They broke into my car and I watched them go inside. I would have just given him the money back if he asked me. He didn't need to break in. I called the police at this point because clearly this was wrong. The men were inside my car for the next few minutes as I sat on the ground in my living room waiting for the police. Then I saw them leave my car and start to walk into my front yard. When I saw this, I started to panic because they were going towards my house. I didn't know what to do. So I went over to the light switch and turned it on. When I did this, I couldn't see outside very well anymore, but the men appeared to move away and go to the left. I went over to the window and looked out. That's when I saw them leaving and walking away down the street. I was glad to see them gone, but the police still weren't there. I waited around for about 2 or 3 more minutes until I finally saw police cars pulling up. I went outside and met them and let them know what had happened. My car window was smashed, but I didn't have anything in the car at all, so nothing was stolen. I then showed the police the money and gave it to them. After answering a few more questions, the police left and I was able to go to sleep. Now, the next day was very normal. I didn't get any information from the police yet, but that night, something happened. I was actually sleeping this time, but awoken at about midnight. Instantly, I had a feeling that they were back. I got up from my bed and went to the doorway. What I heard was a strange sound at my back window on the other side of the house. I didn't hesitate and I called the police. Then I locked myself in my bedroom and went inside the closet. I didn't want to hear anything. Obviously, I couldn't try to stop the guys from breaking in if that's what they were going to do. Inside of the closet, I didn't really hear anything. It remained mostly quiet until soon the police got there. They were much faster this time than the previous night. When I finally got out of my hiding place, I saw that the police had caught the two men. It was the same guys from the previous night. They had just broken part of one of my back windows to the house. Luckily, they didn't make it inside yet. I found out that the guys were the previous owner of the car and had got the money illegally. I'm not sure if they robbed a bank or what, I didn't find that out, but that's why they were selling the car so cheap to get rid of it, and also why the money was in it. But I guess they must have forgot to empty that compartment. It was a crazy story, but I'm glad that everything turned out okay. I used to work at an auto parts store. I love cars, so it was a good job for me. But one time, something really crazy happened. I was working like any other time. It was the afternoon, and I was the only one in the store, working by myself. I was working a closing shift, and normally I would have a coworker with me, but I believe someone called in that day. It was quiet though, and I could handle it just fine. The store was a Checker Auto Parts, so it really wasn't that big. As I was working by myself, no customers were in the store. I was just behind the counter when the door opened and a man walked in. He was skinny with long blonde hair, and I remember that he walked up sort of to the front of the counter. Then he just kind of stood there. I said hi to him and asked if he needed help with anything. The guy just said no back to me. I was just trying to be nice and friendly. Then I asked him if he had a car. I was half joking because I figured that he did to be in here, but he said no. The guy then said that he didn't really know why he was here. I found this pretty strange and didn't know what to immediately say back to him, but then the guy just sort of walked away down one of the aisles. I remember that right after that though, another customer walked into the store. It was a guy who needed me to help him with his car battery, so I assisted him in that. Once I was done, I forgot about the other guy. I kept working, and things picked up a bit. Several more customers came in, and I helped them. Hours went by, and soon it was time for me to close up. Like I said, I was by myself, so I started by making sure nobody was in the store. I went up and down every single aisle, and the store was not that big, so it didn't take long. No one was in there, and I finished up a couple of things and then went to lock the doors. When I was approaching them, though, I heard a noise from behind me. I looked, and out of nowhere, saw this guy running in my direction. I realized that it was the same guy from earlier. He must have been hiding somewhere inside the store. It was really shocking, but the way he was aggressively running at me told me that I needed to get away. I opened up the doors and ran outside of the shop. I went out into the now dark parking lot, and surprisingly, the guy followed me out. He kept chasing after me, and I ran all the way to my car and quickly got inside of it. The man ran to my car and then got there just after I locked the doors. He tried opening it, and I had no clue as to what he wanted from me. Then he started banging on the window for a few moments. I put the car into reverse and was about to back out and drive away. But before I could, the guy just ran off in another direction. I stopped and watched him running out of the parking lot and behind the building. Then I put my car back into park and decided to go back inside the store. It was my responsibility and I had never actually locked the doors yet. So I got out of my car and quickly went back inside. Then I locked the doors and called the police. I waited for them to arrive, and in the meantime, I witnessed a man running by. He went back into the parking lot, and I thought that he might try to enter the store, but instead, he ran out of the parking lot in another direction. The cops got there just minutes later. I spoke with them for a while, telling them of what had happened. They said they would look around for the guy, and then I left and went home. I never heard anything more about it. I'm not sure if they caught the guy or what, but the rest of the time that I worked there, I never saw him again. This happened when I was driving home from work late one night. I had just gotten off of work and was tired. It was probably almost midnight or something like that. I had made it most of the way back in my old beat-up car. It was a green 1997 Chevy Cavalier and barely running. As I made it about 75% of the way home, I was driving through a very quiet area. There were no other cars on the street and mostly just woods on both sides. Suddenly, my car just started dying. I didn't know what to do and pulled over to the side of the road. I tried starting it again, but nothing happened at all. So my next choice was to take out my phone and call for my roadside assistance. Unfortunately, when I did this, my phone had no signal. It was very frustrating, and I wasn't really sure what to do. I sat there for a few minutes thinking of my options. I didn't know enough about cars to try to solve the problem myself, and I couldn't get a hold of anybody. It seemed like I may have to walk to try to find a gas station or something, but I really didn't know if there were any close by. As I was sitting in my car brainstorming a solution, I saw headlights appear on the road behind me. This was the first other car I had seen in a long time. I thought about getting out and flagging them down for a second, but I thought better of it. You don't know who could be driving on the street, especially this late at night, so I decided to stay put in my car. But when the vehicle approached, I saw it slowing down and then pull over behind me. I got nervous when I saw this. Sure, it could be a good citizen trying to help, but it could also be somebody that was up to no good. With it being so late and dark out, I couldn't help but feel a little bit scared. After the car stopped, about at least 50 feet behind me, the lights shut off. It appeared to be a smaller kind of pickup truck. I watched in my mirror, and then after a few seconds, the driver's door opened up. I saw a man step out, but immediately lean into his car and stick his head in there. It was like he was grabbing something. Then he emerged, and I saw that he had just put a clown mask on his head. That's what he was doing. It really gave me the creeps. I wasn't sure why he had done this, but I didn't think that it was to be funny. Then he started walking over to me. He was moving at a pretty quick pace too, and I had to make a decision fast. I don't remember what was going through my head. I just know that I opened up my driver's door and left the vehicle. Then I ran. I sprinted as fast as I could, past my car and along the side of the road. When I did, I didn't look back, but I did hear the clown start to run after me. This made me go faster. I kept running along the side of the road, but the road went on for a lot farther. I'm not sure why, but I suddenly took a right and then ran into the woods. I think I just wanted to get away from the clown, and I thought that it would be harder for him to see me. So I was sprinting through the woods for a while longer, and I did hear the clown enter. After a couple of minutes, I slowed down a little. It was at that point that I realized I couldn't hear him running behind me anymore. I continued to slow down and was just walking. Then I realized that he had likely stopped a while back. I took my phone out to see if I now had a signal, and luckily I did. I then dialed 911. I told them that I had been chased through the forest by a clown, and my car was broken down on the side of the road. I'm not sure what they thought when they heard that, but it was the truth. I gave them my location as best as I could. I waited in the middle of the woods for a while, hearing nothing at all. Then I decided to try to walk back to my car. I went through the woods back the way I had came. I walked for several minutes, trying to make my way back to the road. Then, when I was passing by this small clearing area, on the other side something caught my eye. The clown was there, just standing behind another tree. He was mostly obstructed by the tree, but I noticed the whiteness of his mask. It was too late for me to hide, and he then looked over at me. Then I saw him emerge from behind the tree and start to move in my direction. I started sprinting, trying to get back to the road. The clown started to chase after me. It was another chase, and I ran even faster this time. It took me probably a full minute before I reached the road. When I did, I took off running in the direction where my car was parked. I did look back this time and saw the clown emerge from the woods. Then I looked back and kept running. A few seconds later, I saw flashing lights up ahead. The police were here. I kept running until I saw my car and then slowed down to a jog. I felt much better and looked back, but the clown was now gone. He must have run back into the woods. I met with the police, and the clown guy's truck was still parked behind my car. The police said they would stay with me until my roadside service got there, and they were able to call for me because I still had no signal. The clown guy did not return. When my road service came and towed my car, I got a ride back home, and the clown's truck was still there when I left, but he was nowhere in sight. I'm not sure if he just kept hiding in the woods the whole time or what. The next time I drove by there, the truck was gone. I don't know what that clown was planning to do that night. I'm really glad that I ran from him, though. Something really weird happened to me last summer. I live alone in a house that's somewhat out in the country. My house is on a busier road, but I have a large yard, so it doesn't bother me that much, because my house is a ways from the road and I have a longer driveway. My property is 7 acres in total. Next to my driveway, I have my mailbox, and then some trees are planted alongside the road for privacy. There is, however, a good amount of grass. So one morning, I got up and went outside and noticed something strange. Someone had parked their car in my front yard. I walked out to examine it and saw that it was a car for sale. They had parked their car at the end of my yard about 50 feet from the driveway. It was facing the road, so anybody driving by would see it. The car was what looked like a red 2002 Dodge Neon. It was facing the road with a big sign that said, "For Sale." There was then a price and a phone number to call. So apparently somebody thought that it was okay to just park their car in my yard to try to sell it. This rubbed me the wrong way. I took out my phone and dialed the number on the sign. A man picked up, and I asked him if he was the one selling the neon. He said that he was, and I told him that he parked it in my front yard. Then I told him that I didn't want him parking there, and asked him to move it. He claimed that his friend told him that he knew me, and it was all right. When I asked him the friend's name, he said John Newman. Well, I didn't know anybody named John Newman, and I figured that this guy was just making it up on the spot. I told him to just move the car as soon as possible. He said that he would, and then he hung up on me. I didn't know who this guy was, or why he parked his car there. For the rest of the day, he did not come by and move it at all. I even checked outside before I went to bed that night. He still hadn't moved it yet. I guessed that I would call him the next day and ask him again. Well, the next morning, I got up and went outside at about 7 a.m. The car was gone. I guess he had moved it overnight, which was kind of weird, but good, I guess. Then I noticed something else. My mailbox was broken. The guy must have ran over my mailbox. It was completely split in half and lying on the ground. I bet he did it out of spite, too. I called him again. When he answered, I told him that he ran over my mailbox. Of course, he denied it. I chewed him out a little bit, and I said that he better come back and fix it, or else buy me a new mailbox, or I was going to call the police. He didn't say anything and just hung up on me. After that, I thought about what I should do, but I ended up just deciding to get a new mailbox myself. In my mind, it wasn't worth calling the cops. I was really mad, but at least he took his car. My mailbox was kind of cheap anyways. I figured that was that, but it wasn't. That same night, I was at home by myself in the kitchen. It was probably 9 or 10 p.m. I heard a noise coming from out front, and I went over to look. Even though I live off a busier street, it's usually quiet at night, and I seldom hear things on my property. So I went to a front window to look, and I saw this guy poking around near my car in the driveway. I went to the front door and opened it up. I had a feeling that this was the same guy, returning to do who knows what. When I opened up the door, I called out to the guy, asking him what he was doing. He was wearing dark clothing, with a hood covering most of his face. Then he turned to me and faced me for a moment. He didn't say anything, though. Then he started walking in my direction. I didn't know what he was capable of, so I closed my door and locked it. He walked all the way up and tried opening the door. Then I watched him run off into the night. He went all the way down my driveway and seemingly back out to the street. I watched out the window for a while, but didn't see him again. Then I went outside and looked around, but still didn't see him. He finally left for good. After that night, nothing more happened. I'm not really sure what he was doing there, but I'm glad that he left when he did. This happened last spring. I was shopping at Walmart one night. I only went there to get a couple of things in the home improvement section. The store was pretty quiet overall, but things were especially quiet in this area. I remember that as I was looking at a couple of products on the shelves, I heard somebody walking nearby. I looked up and saw a man entering the aisle that I was in. At first, I thought nothing of it, but he soon approached. Then he said hi to me and asked me if I could help him out for a second. When I asked what it was, he asked me if I knew much about cars, because he didn't. I told him that I knew a little bit, and asked what he needed help with. The man just said that he had a quick question about a product. I said okay, and then followed him a few aisles over to the automotive section. There were a few aisles that had car parts and products in them. He walked up to like a car wash and wax kit, and asked me what it was. I told him what it was, and I was confused why he would ask me that because it literally said on it. Then he got a tire inflator and asked me what that was. I explained to him what that product was as well. The man then asked me about probably 5 more things. I was wondering what he was doing. It seemed like he just wanted to ask me what every single product in the aisle was. After like 5 minutes, I told the guy that I had to be going now, and I started to walk away. He literally stopped me and picked up a random object off the shelf and asked me what that one was too. I stopped, mid-stride, turned to him and said, "That's a Mobil 1 oil filter." Then I continued with my walk away from the guy. I got back to the aisle where I had been before and now quickly grabbed the products that I had been meaning to get and started walking away. I just knew that the guy was going to try to follow me, so I started walking quickly towards the front of the store to check out. I made it to the front without seeing him, but when I was at the self-checkout scanning my items, I saw him again. He was standing a ways away, just watching me. I didn't know what this guy's deal was, but it was kind of creepy. After paying, I took my stuff and started walking for the exit. When I left the store and was about 20 feet outside, I heard someone walking behind me. I turned around and saw that it was the same guy. I was annoyed, and I stopped to confront him. I said, "Why are you following me around, man?" He didn't answer me, and just walked directly to his left and started walking along the side of the store. He just completely ignored what I had to say, but at least he seemed to be going in another direction now, and I could leave. So I turned and continued heading for my car. I had parked kind of towards the back, near a few other cars. When I got inside, I started my engine, but then saw somebody standing behind me. It was the same guy. Now, I had a car parked in front of me, a car corral to my left, and another car to my right, so I was boxed in. I needed him to move. He got closer and started sort of looking in my rear window. It was very strange. I rolled down my window and asked him to move. The guy didn't answer me, and then got on top of the rear portion of my car. He was then standing on top of my car. I told him to get down, but he didn't. He just kept standing there. I really didn't know what to do. This went on for like 2 or 3 minutes. Then he jumped down and sprinted away. I left right then and there. After that, I did not return to that Walmart for a while. That guy still creeps me out when I think about it.